Blog Talk Radio.
Imagine traversing the lost city of Kalahari. Atlantis, the lost island nation, and Hanging Gardens in Babylon. Imagine visiting the tomb of Genghis Khan. And imagine having tea in the White City in her Honduras. Be an adventurer. Traverse the map for glorious cities and treasures that remain uncharted. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. Ah, our world is shrinking. Discover what the world has to say. Now, be with me here. 50 years ago, could you imagine listening to me on blogtalkradio.com, and within minutes, because the show is archived, it circles the world. Did you ever think where we would be today if we had the technology 50 years ago? Thousands of shows on Blog Talk Radio, millions of listeners. Now jot this down, www.blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And click on any of the dates. Now remember, on Tuesday, the 19th, the lure of travel, secrets of the animals, and what they really think about us when we're not looking. Wednesday, April 20th, if pigs could fly. On an island in the Bahamas, you can interact with pigs, large and small. They swim. Click on the lure of travel, if pigs could fly. And then yesterday, destination Cuba. We had privy to witnessing an historical event. Circa 1928, Calvin Coolidge was the last U.S. president to visit Cuba. 87 years ago. And today, mythical sites. Come on. Think out of the box. Summertime is coming. Spring is in the air. Oh, by the way, in Chicagoland, we had our one day of summer. I think it was Monday or Tuesday that we had 80 degrees. And we were all ready to pack up and go to the beach. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Take this down. I'm going to repeat it. blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson. CathiWatson. And click on any of the shows. My shows are eclectic. No show is alike. They may be controversial, but let me tell you, they're never, never boring. And if you would love to be part of this consortium, do you want to be part of this group of eagles that are soaring? Oh, come on. Or do you want to just run with the herd, the buffalo herd, and over the hill they go, over the mountain they go? You could get in touch with me by email, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Then you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913. Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And share your dreams with me. Then log on, simplyageless.net and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. Put this date down, April 27th. Roger and I will be performing Timeless Rhythms on Blog Talk Radio. Something interesting is happening in our world today. Shakespeare said, all the world is a stage. And we're all actors and actresses, but could you imagine an octogenarian and a baby boomer coming together, rocking the stage in Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare? Oh, we had so much fun yesterday going through a rehearsal and laughing, and Roger and I just resonated. Wait till you hear his voice. We're available for all of your corporate, for all of your events. If you want to be entertained, it shall be our pleasure. You know how to get in touch with me. Rates are individually assessed. And by the way, darlings, no one in the world has thought of pairing Soul Songs and James Brown. James Brown and the Bard. Lionel Richie. Stevie Wonder. Oh, shebang, shebang. You will just like, and it's for all ages. It's a great way to introduce the grasshoppers that are our future to Shakespeare. Willie Shakes was quite a dude, but I am. Why not take a trip to London, England? Part of the celebration of his birthday. I know that the day is the 22nd. Oh, he was born on the 23rd, but they'll celebrate for time and all eternity. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Oh, rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease have all too short a date. My glass shall not persuade me I am old, so long as youth and thou are of wind age. But when in thee time's furrows I behold, then look I death my day should expiate. Sonnets 18 and 22. Bard means it's a poem, and a sonnet has 14 lines to it. Sidebar. Our kids never learned Mary Had a Little Lamb. They learned sonnets. And when the grandkids came along, I rewarded them very generously if they would memorize Sonnet 18, and they did. So how are you raising your children? What are you doing to take your mind on this incredible adventure of traversing the world and to take them to mythical sites? Now, let's go back to the website. Oh, darlings, guest call in, 347-637-3789. Guest call in, 347-637-3789. And weigh in, share with me. Where are you going to travel to this summer? We have many beautiful places in America, but Europe. Have you been to Rome? Have you been to Greece? Have you been to Italy? Venezuela? Barica? So many ports of call. And why don't you put together a consortium, a whole bunch of you, and you'll get a group rate. Now, you're on the website, so scroll down to books. Nonfiction. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the Fountain of Youth. It's in my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. And once you've learned my methods, techniques, and I share with you my secrets, they're yours for life. And they go with you everywhere. The book is available as an ebook and soft copy and available through Kathy Watson. Scroll down, choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. We've bared our soul. We traversed the abyss to help you over your roadblocks in your life that are self-imposed. You do know that we create our life. But get the book, authorhouse.com. Scroll down to the heart of the lion. Ah, the Masai Mara, the Serengeti. Sitting at the foothills of Mount Kilimanjaro, watching the elephant and the tigers feed, cheetah sitting in a tree, an ostrich just dancing his heart out to get the attention of a girlfriend, and she just walked away. What memories. And every time I travel, I write a journal, because it's amazing. You think you're going to remember? Ah, when I do the Heart of the Lion gospel outreach in Africa, you will be amazed. You'll be delighted. Now, it's a very energetic trip. I went with, it was a photo safari, travel agents. And it's energetic, so you have to be in good spirit and good health. The Heart of the Lion is available at Ex Libris and Amazon.com. Scroll down, 101 Ways to Improve Your Life. I'm a contributing author, so there are 115 of us that have shared our heart and our soul with you. These are not coffee table books. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, David Ricklin. That's available on Amazon.com and Self Growth. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I'll give you the contact information one more time, and then what I want to do is to acknowledge my supporters. They're really sponsors, but I think of them as supporters because they walk with me and we support each other. But if you want to weigh in and say good morning to anyone in the world today, you could call in at 347-637-3789. Email KathyStudio at sbcglobal.net. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913. Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on, simplyageless.net. Log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Kathy, C-A-T-H-I. It shall be my pleasure to talk to you about being part of the consortium. Oh, the archive show, the link is blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any of the shows. Oh, I'd love to see the lost city of Kalahari. And, oh, I'll tell you about the coast of Florida in just a little bit. I want to acknowledge my supporters, my sponsors, that make this show possible, to entertain you, to enlighten you, and to make you aware that octogenarians are shaping the world for all of you little grasshoppers. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Iron Workers and Impact. Can't you just feel the energy? Titanics, shaping and bridging the future. Giant Titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They walk, they have each other's back, and they hold hands. Iron Workers and Impact. To find out more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. Did you know that Iron Workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. The Sisterhood and the Brotherhood, Iron Workers International. They're the Dom Perignon of the trades. No, they are not blue collar. They are white collar. Did I pique your interest? Log on ironworkers.org. You're listening to Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, RCPA. Hey, tax man cometh and goeth, or did you file an extension? Need some help? You could email Greg at ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Did you know that stress, trauma, anger release toxins into our body? I know how to neutralize them, do you? I want to tell you something. All of this stress that self-imposed, you're accepting it, you're embracing it. Leading factors in premature aging and even death. Get the book. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Her book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. Are you TNT, toxic negative thinking? Or do you embrace positive energy power? PEP. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. I know. Do you work for corporate America? Do you see yourself down the road or even now creating your own home-based business? There's a formula. Don't ever think for 1 minute that you could say, I'm going into without a formula. You must have a blueprint. If you don't have a blueprint, you'll fail. If you don't have a blueprint for your life, you're leading a lackluster life. Take time to live. Our world has so much to give. And you could do that by mythical sites in Europe. I could really help you with your home-based business. Shall be my pleasure. You know how to get in touch with me. However, if you don't believe in yourself, then there's no way you could fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and pay your bills with an opportunity to challenge yourself while making money and teaching your kids about the beauty of money. So get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, SBCGlobal.net. Don't you just love a mystery? You're listening to Live with Kathy, Mythical Sights and Mystical. why don't you choose a destination that's off the wall? Experience the excitement and stories of sites for legend changers that have endured for eons. I'm thinking of adventure. Bar, I digress for a moment. Hey, Beau Vivant in Scottsdale, Nebraska. And the Dynamic Diva, you had quite an adventure yesterday. I'm going to share it with the audience. Bob had a bone marrow transplant in his left ankle that's been his nemesis for years. And I have to remember that it's very early there and that I shouldn't call them until this afternoon. So send all of your healing angels, all of your good thoughts to Bob, also known as Bubba Bolivant, and Rayanne, the dynamic diva with panache, purpose, style, vim, vigor, vitality, beautiful with brains. Know that you're loved. You're listening to Live with Kathy, Mythical Sites. Now, how about Peru? The lost city of gold. Native leaders hid vast reserves of gold and silver. The treasures remain uncovered. Hey, Ponce de Leon, I have discovered the Fountain of Youth. But this Spanish conquistador claims to have found it on the Florida coast. Another mythical site here in the States. Camelot. Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. Don't let it be forgot that once there was a spot. For one brief shining moment, that was known as Camelot. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I love Shangri-La. Don't you just love the way it sounds? This paradise, named in the 1933 novel Lost Horizon by James Hilton, I'm going to get it, has been long linked to a kingdom described as Tibetan Buddhism. Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. Gates says, that's Nichiren Shoshu Buddhism. Gates says he might have found it trekking through an area called Mustang, a remote district in Nepal that only opened to outsiders in the 1990s. Traveling in this region, looking up at the snow-capped Himalayas, it felt like utopia. All right, the Fountain of Youth. Let me give you a little background. Humans have always fought the ravages of time, and reports of this legendary restorative spring have come from the Middle East to the Caribbean. But the tale got a boost when Spanish conquistador Ponce de Leon claimed to have found it on a Florida coast, a spot now preserved in St. Augustine. And then we have Femme's Fortune. This is one treasure that actually exists. In 2010, Santa Fe artist, art dealer Forrest Fenn hid a bronze box filled with $1 million in gold, jewelry, and gems somewhere in the Rocky Mountains, offering clues to the location. So we went out there and undertook our own adventure. And what struck me is that he has inspired thousands of people to backpack, camp, and play detective. But the quest can be dangerous. In January, just out of the clear blue sky, a Colorado man disappeared while searching for the loot. What an adventure. Don't let it be forgot that once there was a spot for one brief shining moment that was known as Camelot. King Arthur may be one of the most famous characters in Western history, but no one's sure if he and his Knights of the Round Table really existed. Joss Gates, who wrote this article, crisscrossed the United Kingdom on the trail of clues and wound up in Argyll, Scotland, once home to the regional warlord Arthur. Now, there must be a kernel of truth somewhere, but whether he was the stately king, we don't know. So he suggests that you visit Scotland.com, V-I-S-I-T, Scotland.com. Go online. Really make 2016 an exciting travel year. Explorers have found remnants of what they believe may be a lost civilization in the Kalahari Desert. The lost city of Kalahari. In the late 1800s, a circus performer claimed to have found a grand ruined city in the middle of the vast Kalahari Desert near the borders of Botswana, South Africa. They joined explorers in search for the city using high-tech laser scanners. Did we have that 20, 50 years ago? They started out as skeptics, but to their amazement, there are many undocumented settlements that may be buried in these seemingly barren dunes. And what about the tomb of Genghis Khan? Even though the Mongol emperor was one of the history's most successful warriors, how could this? His grave was never found. So they went on searching and believed that they got close to a mountain in eastern Mongolia. It's a holy peak, believed to be his birthplace, a vast wilderness strictly of off-limits to outsiders. Well, people may be able to view it from a distance. Mongolia.travel, MONGOLIA.travel. And then what about the Hanging Gardens of Babylon? The only one of the seven wonders of the ancient world that hasn't been found offers an irresistible lure to explorers. Legend says that it was a towering step pyramid cascading with stunning flora. Now, if it did exist, they speculate it would have been in central Iraq. And then Atlantis, the lost island. It's been dismissed as fiction, but there's pretty good evidence that it did exist. Have a happy summer. Until Tuesday, au revoir.